What's crack? Big Douse. Welcome, Bike, to the channel. Welcome, Bike, to the headquarters. My name is Nicholas, and this is BDG, Big Dogs. Gotta eat. Saturday. Every Saturday, we are doing Q&A assaults, where y'all assault me with any questions you may have for your fantasy football teams. It's week six. Things are moving smoothly through the season. Apologize for the lack of content this week. I don't have an excuse. I simply was working on other things and I didn't fucking want to put out content. But we're here. We always show up for my most loyal audience members. And that is y'all chilling in the Q and Assault. You could always sign up to be in next week's Q and Assault at bdge.store/community. What's good, Music Mike? Niner 415, how we doing, baby? James, what's good? I'm really tired right now. I went out last night. I went to a party near my apartment in the West Village, and there was a pool in this person's apartment. I guess the person whose apartment I was at is Jeremy Levine. He's the founder of Underdog, founder of many, many things. He's a beast. He was throwing a party at his apartment, and I'm like skeptical to call it an apartment. Whatever that thing he has that he lives in right now is like not an apartment. It has a fucking full indoor pool in it. Which is, to have that in New York City, downtown, in the Westville, it's like, it's hard to explain how ridiculous. Having a pool in any apartment or home in itself is ridiculous, whether it's fucking in Arkansas or Idaho or Texas. But to have that in New York City is like the difference between, you know, putting up 100 yards and two touchdowns in high school and doing it at the pro level. It made no fucking sense. But lo and behold, I was there. Probably didn't deserve to be there, but I was there. Therefore, I'm tired. Case in point, how we doing, everybody? EJ slapped your ass last week in the NYC League. Now I'm hurt, though. Everyone on my team is on a bye or hurt right now. Every single one of them. I'm about to play Ramondre Stevenson in my lineup as my RB2. With Damian Harris probably playing. Hello, Dylan. How are we all? All right, looks like we got no fantasy questions. I'm going to hop on out of here. Love you guys. Thanks. Damn. Love that. Got absolutely pickled. Yeah, so Jeremy also like launched his own tequila company, Los Dos, which is starting to do really well. It's making its way into a lot of the popular bars here. Oh, fuck. Damn, I shouldn't have said anything. I shouldn't have said anything. Now we got so many. He launched Los Dos. So like every time you hang out with him, it's just like tequila funneled down your fucking throat hole. It's pretty insane. They had a bartender there just making drinks. Oh boy. All right. Standard league. I can only start two. Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Emmanuel Sanders. Really hard for me to bench Sanders after the way he's been playing. Your thoughts? Yeah, that is really, really difficult. I would actually, because that's like a unique situation, and maybe you don't want to roll out both Cowboys against the Patriots, who obviously have a very good secondary for the most part, at least. They've been really shitty at home, though. I think they're 0-3. Yeah, they're 0-3 at home. So they've gotten toppled a little bit, but it's going to be nearly impossible to sit Emmanuel Sanders against the Titans. So what I would probably do there to split the difference, I would probably play CeeDee Lamb and Emmanuel Sanders. That's what I would probably do, Niner. Chubb and Tyreek or Devontae and Swift, Jones and Tyreek. This is a trade question, I'm assuming. I'm also assuming this is redraft. And can we get some scoring settings for me, please? Oh, you follow. Great fucking follow-up. Great follow-up with the full PPR. I appreciate you, Michael. Chubb and Tyreek or Devontae and Swift? Chubb, I'm not going to trade for injured players. Both Chubb and Tyreek are like questionable and injured. I think Chubb's injury might actually end up being a multi-week injury absence from what I've picked up and gathered from fantasy doctors outside of myself, who's only technically a doctor. I think Chubb, we might see him miss a couple weeks. So I would almost certainly take the Devontae and Swift side there. And then you have Jones and Tyreek, which I'm going to assume is Aaron Jones, and then it's Devontae or Swift. That's a little closer. I would probably still lean with the Devontae and Swift side because it's full PPR. Swift is obviously a little bit of a drop-off, but he's going to catch 6 or 7 balls a fucking game. It's the candy man. Pick 2 for flex. Khalil Herbert, Shepard, Collins, AJ Green, Bateman if he plays. All right, so we're definitely not playing Shepard first week back from the hamstring. I'm almost definitely not playing Bateman first week back. He's going to be eased in. Khalil Herbert is a must start for me pretty much at running back, especially when you have weaker options like this. AJ Green is so hard to trust him at this point. He's basically like Marvin Jones, where it's like, you know, on paper, it makes sense for him to have a big week. But Kyler, I feel like might be a little bit less than 100% in the throwing arm and tough matchup against the Browns. So I'm going to lean with the two running backs here, James. I'm going to grab Khalil and Collins. Do you feel me? Never really athletic, but I play for keeps. Do you feel me? Just got an offer on my fucking cat NFT. Yeah, that's a fucking big decline. Be offering me 0.28 ETH for that shit. You know, I got that airdrop to me. I didn't even buy it. It's all profit. I'm always playing with house money. Full PPR need running back 2. Collins or Damian Harris can also drop one of them for waiver wire running backs. Running backs on the waiver wire, Melvin, Pollard, Latavius, Dillon. Interesting. Okay, so I will probably lean with Collins here. I'm going to lean with Collins over Harris. I'm a little bit worried about Damian Harris. I don't know. Let me see if we have anything like really, really up to date on his rib injury. I believe he's supposed to play through it because he did return to practice. And it's going to be like a pain tolerance thing. Let's see. Damian Harris, that's questionable. Yeah, I would go with Collins over Harris regardless in PPR league. Collins seems to be like well enough locked into like a pass catching role there. Enough of the receiving work. I think he got 3 of 6 running back targets last week. Had 75% of the running back carries last week. So I kind of expect that to continue with Carson out. Melvin Gordon is kind of interesting. It's just really hard to trust him. It just feels like he's got no upside right now. I wouldn't blame you for running out Melvin, though, over Collins. Pollard is actually kind of enticing as well. I don't think Zeke is actually hurt. I think Zeke was more like hurt than he is injured, so I'm not worried about him either. So Pollard's interesting too. I'd probably still roll with Collins though. Unless you really need upside, I might look at Pollard because I think he's got a little bit more like touchdown equity and big play ability than Collins does. Start 1. Boyd, Chase Edmonds, Ramondre Stevenson, full flex PPR. All right. Well, because I think Damian Harris is probably going to play, we're not going to play Ramondre Stevenson, of course. Chase Edmonds, such a tough play this week against that Browns defense. Let me look at their team defense overall, what they've been doing here. Cleveland has the number 3 ranked defense per many, many, many metrics. They have a top 5 run defense. They are top 5 in tackling. They are top 5 in pass rush. They are number 6 in coverage. They are a really fucking good deep. They're just a really good team all around. Chase Edmonds just, I hate Chase Edmonds, bro. He just provides zero upside. Coming off the bad game, so I think he's probably a little bit limited, a little bit hurt. I do think, I don't know. It's hard to trust Boyd, man. It's really hard to trust Boyd with Chase and Higgins out there, but it's a really good matchup against the Lions. If it's my team, I'm probably going to go with Boyd there. Full PPR, Font or Gesicki? Ooh, I like that question. with, yeah, we have Tua back, and them two have not really shown a great chemistry. But at the same time, though, like, everybody's out for the Dolphins still. Like, all they're still without all the wide receivers, man. So I'm still going to roll with Gesicki just for lack of target competition there, Tom. Full PPR, Collins, McKissick, or Connor? Collins there for me. What would you look to get in return for Alex Collins? C-Mac manager is desperate at running back and offered me Landry. Not sure how to value him considering Penny, Dallas, and Homer are going to be probably involved. Yeah, I mean, listen, if you need a wide receiver and this is a PPR league, I'm definitely fine with Landry. I think Landry will come back pretty strong once he is back. I don't think he's going to be back this week. I think he could have been eligible to be elevated off the IR, which is we got designated to return, but I don't think they called him up to play. This was yesterday. Landry will reportedly return to Browns practice Friday. The team is 21 days. Okay, so he'll probably play next week. Rest of season, I would take Landry over Collins probably straight up if it's PPR. I think you could probably do better, though, if you want to wait for Collins to get a little bit more involved, because I think he will. At least what will happen with that timeshare is most likely as the games progress by, he'll lose more and more of his share. But again, I guess you're working on a tight time schedule because he has C-Mac and he's got like 3 weeks to flip for a running back. So yeah, I'm fine with it if you're not going to use Collins. But if you're going to use him as like an RB2 or flex, that's fine because Landry's not going to have much upside. So when we're talking about like what would we look to get in return? Yeah, it would be one of those type of wide receivers in that range. If something, maybe you can go a little higher, like even like Devontae Smith, who has his ups and down games, like I would still like to roster him. Standard league, after two decent games, I'm looking to trade away running back Mike Davis for a tight end or wide receiver. What players do you think I should target or should I hold on? No, like Davis is like easily a guy I want to get the fuck off my team. In terms of tight ends, I think a couple of the ones that have been named so far, like if you can go after Dalton Schultz, I'm fine with that. If you can go after like Noah Fant or Mike Gesicki, I'm fine with that. If you can go after Dallas Goedert, I think that'd be a fantastic flip because he should ball out quietly while Ertz is now in Arizona. Is Ertz worth trading for? Like Jared Cook and Tim Patrick for Ertz? I'm fine with that trade. Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's like a clear winner or loser there. If you're going to put Ertz right into your lineup, there's a chance that like Ertz is not really that involved for a couple of weeks. There's a chance that Ertz is just really not that good anymore too. He's pretty fucking old. I think he'll have like a pretty clear fucking role though as the pass catching tight end there. So, like, yeah, if you're only giving up Jared Cook, who only scores fantasy points like every other week, I'm fine with that. You could trade for him, sure. Next week, I got Herbert, J-Rob, CD, Claypool, and LaVisca out. Yeah, next week's like, I love how you're throwing Visca in there as if like that fucking matters at all. Like, he's doing you a favor. He's giving you a reason to drop him. Should I trade Higbee and Eli Mitchell for Goddard and Damian Harris full PPR? Well, I would take Goddard over Higbee, but I would take Elijah Mitchell over Damian Harris. I think I'm gonna stay with the Higbee and Mitchell side. I really like the upside of Mitchell. All right, let's follow up last week's call on OBJ over Pittman with another banger. Full PPR, need three. Mike Will, E. Sanders, Tony, Pittman, A-Rob, and OBJ. All right, so we're definitely narrowing out A-Rob and OBJ immediately. Mike Will is a must-start every single week, so he's obviously in your lineup. What were the other ones? We have Emmanuel Sanders, Tony, Pittman. Ooh, that's tough. Okay, so I think Emmanuel Sanders needs to be in the lineup given the matchup. And then Tony Pittman is kind of tough. I really want to have Tony in my lineup because he's so red hot, but Pittman's really hot too. And he's got a great fucking matchup. The only problem I have with Pittman this week is against the Texans. I'd imagine that the Colts are going to rip off like 35 to 40 rushing attempts. I don't think they're going to let Wentz sling the ball. I think Paris Campbell is showing up a little bit too, which might eat into Pittman a bit. So I will say I'm a little bit torn there. I'm definitely sitting A-Rob OBJ. I'm definitely starting Mike Will and Emmanuel Sanders. Tony and Pittman is very close for me just because I think the game scripts are going to be so opposite where Pittman, they're not going to pass the ball a lot. So you need really hyper efficiency out of Pittman on like the 24 attempts that, Wentz is probably going to have. And Tony, I'm assuming the Giants are just going to be trailing a fuckload to the Rams. So I think there's going to be a lot of passing opportunities, but Sterling Shepard's probably back. I don't really think that's going to eat into Tony too much, to be honest. So I don't know, man. You make that call with that third receiver. It's Mike Will, E. Sanders, and then Tony Pittman is a toss-up for me. My brain tells me that Pittman's definitely the right play. Like, don't think about it too hard. He's been red hot, great matchup. But my heart is like Tony's just on another level. Coming off 180 yards, like, how do you sit that guy, you know? Gotcha. Could Eckler be a sell high? No. He could be a get high because you're celebrating from your dub. Would starting Mac over Tannehill this week be a mistake? Yes. Mac has like no upside. Basically never does. And Tannehill finally gets Julio back. So he's got Julio and AJ Brown. So I'm going to say yes. Interesting flex question. Half PPR, McKissick or Amon-Ra or A-Rob? Ooh, God. Fuck. I feel really bad for A-Rob owners. I don't trust Amon-Ra enough. I don't think he has any kind of ceiling. And A-Rob's really had no floor. But I'm going to be honest with you. With the Packers not having Jaire Alexander, like, one of these days, A-Rob's going to have his big game. Like, it's going to happen. He's too good not to. Why not this week? Why fucking not this week, I ask you? Allen Robinson, you piece of shit. If this is my team, Mike, I'm actually going to grab A-Rob and put him in there. I'm just waiting to hop in the NFT market for these animal full spreads to drop. Facts. This summer, we'll be dropping our first edition of NFTs. We actually have like a crazy, crazy amount of possible major announcements coming up in the very, very foreseeable future. I need to link back up with Jeremy and learn a thing or two about business before we dive into it, though. But the NFTs will be launching this summer. So save up your fucking money, because whatever you purchase them for, I promise you they're going to be worth far more in the future. Star 2, full PPR, Tim Patrick, St. Brown, Pittman, Visca. For me, Pittman is definitely in my lineup there. And then we have, what is it, Tim Patrick versus the Raiders. And we have St. Brown versus the Bengals.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Contemplating, I'm meditating on this. Just let me be great. Tim Patrick. Hockenson or Hunter Henry, full PPR. I hate that this is a question. I'm rolling at Hockenson, though. Even if he's hurt, they've got to start funneling the volume to him, man. Now with Quintus Cephas out, like, the only place they can go is him, Amon-Ra, and Swift. What up, Big Doubt? So I'm out Kamara this week. I got Gibson in the RB1 spot with either Moss, Damian Harris, or Collins. What you think? Yeah, Moss is my second favorite guy there. The Bills are just fucking lying him up, mowing him down, and Moss is just a shitty beneficiary of that. So it'd be Moss for me. Chubb and Tyreek or Eckler and Woods full PPR. It's a big drop off from Tyreek to Woods, but Chubb and Tyreek or Eckler and Woods full PPR. It is a really big drop off. But again, man, I'm a little bit concerned about this Chubb injury. I was just listening to Pro Football Doc on a podcast, and he thinks that Chubb's injury is like definitely a multi-week thing because he thinks it's a muscle strain, and any muscle strain is almost definitely multi-week. So I'm actually going to side with Eckler because his upside is so fucking high. He's a league winning type player in full PPR. You know what I mean? So it's almost like when you have the chance to capitalize on one of those players, it's almost like you can't pass it by. And you'll always be able to replace wide receiver production in PPR leagues. Hawk or Ricky Seals Jones? That's a great question. I actually would probably roll with Ricky Seals Jones there, especially if Terry McLaurin is out. That fucking hurts my heart to say. It really does. PPR Emmanuel or T. Higgins already have Diggs and Knox in lineup. Oof. Listen, at the end of the day, I'm probably just still going to roll out the dude I think that's going to have the most fantasy points. Higgins is definitely due, but I probably still go with Sanders, man. Just fucking roll that stack out. I hope you have Allen. That'd be sick. Thoughts on Julio the rest of the season? I'm not thrilled owning him. Like, I don't have a lot of confidence in starting him this week. I have to start him in a couple of my leagues, I think, because I don't really have a fucking choice with injuries and bye weeks and stuff. So he has to be in my lineup. But I don't feel good about it this week. I mean, if we see a strong performance where he comes out, listen, like, Julio's not done for. Like, we saw him go his production earlier this year in a couple of the games was like vintage prime Julio, right? Like 6 for 128. In week two is something that can still very much happen with Julio. But I need to see him probably back on the field for 85% of the snaps, and then I'll feel confident in him. But, like, yeah, I'm a little bit concerned, of course. What up, big dog? Oh, flex spot, half PPR, AJ Green, McKissick, Bolden. I'm going to roll with McKissick there against the Chiefs. Moss or Shepard in the flex, full PPR. We're going to go with Moss there. Yo, in Vegas, baby, this place is wild. Hell yeah, I have no sit starts for you. Sorry. What do you mean, sorry? Thank you. Never apologize for not asking me a fantasy question. I've been to Vegas one time, and it was only for one night. Great fucking night, but we'll probably be back there this upcoming year for the NFL draft. Landry out this week. Mooney or Lockett, full PPR. Give me Lockett. There's no, how are you going to start Mooney? Well, everyone went nuts after the one. He had like four terrible weeks, had one good week, and then everyone went nuts. Full PPR trade, Henry Waller, J-Rob, A.J. Brown, J.J. I will take the Henry Waller side. Would you hold Bateman or pick up Judy? Rest of season, I would take Judy over Bateman probably. Half PPR, flex, pick one. Yeah, I would take Judy over Bateman. I don't think Bateman has that high of a ceiling right now. I think Bateman's a great player, and he's going to elevate that offense. But in terms of fantasy, like, one, coming off the injury, missing most of the year, being a rookie, that's really tough to actually come back from and be a big fantasy asset. Two, one of the reasons you loved Bateman so much was that you were like, oh, he's clearly going to take over as the alpha. Hollywood's playing way too fucking good. Mark Andrews playing way too good. Bateman's not going to come in there and start like being a PPR monster. So I like Judy's upside a lot more. Half PPR flex pick one, Herbert, Julio, Myers, Tony. I like Herbert, man. I'm a big fan of him. That's like a very subjective take. I liked him as a prospect. I liked him as a rookie. Grabbed him everywhere I could in dynasty startups this summer. And I think now he's getting a shot. I think he's going to do really well. Higgins or Deontay this week? We just never sit Deontay ever. Holy fuck. Half PPR, flex one, Tony Higgins, Javonte Williams. Tony and Higgins are really, really close for me. I'm definitely going to sit Williams. I don't think we're there yet, being a star over guys that are serious like Tony and Higgins. I feel like Higgins probably has more touchdown appeal. I feel like he's got more touchdown upside. So he's probably a safer floor play. But I feel like coming off these games, though, there's no way the Giants don't go into this game and say, hey, we're down Barkley, we're down Galladay. The only way we could push this ball on offense is by putting the ball in the hands of our best playmaker, and that's Kadarius Toney right now. So I wouldn't be surprised if Toney by just a floor of 5 to 6 receptions just on design plays, screen passes, short slants and shit like that. Like, there's no way the offense doesn't go into the week with that as their main game plan. So I'm actually going to go with Tony here. Full PPR, one running back, one flex. Hubbard, Darrell Williams, Lockett, Sanders, Sutton. Oh, boy. I probably won't get too cute there, man. I'm probably going to just roll out the two running backs, Hubbard and Darrell Williams. Yeah, I'll probably roll with those two. Good matchup. Should be good scripts. Definitely not throwing Lockett in there. Sanders is, I just think you got four really, really solid options all around. I don't think you can go wrong with any of them. I'm someone who just likes to take the safety of having a starting running back in my lineup. If I were to make a move on somebody else, though, if I were to flip things around, I would probably throw Sutton in over Darrell Williams. Sartu in a full PPR, Mike Williams, Lamb, Keenan Allen, Pittman, or Mooney. Ooh, Lord. I will. Ooh, Keenan Allen. Damn. I don't know if I could. I talked about a sit start last week where I actually told someone to sit Keenan Allen, and it turned out to be the right move. Got pretty fucking lucky. We're definitely starting Mike Williams. Wow, me saying that out loud is like a clear, I would take Mike Williams over Keenan Allen, huh? I'm definitely sitting Mooney. Probably going to sit Pittman. I'll probably go Mike Williams and CeeDee Lamb there, Thomas. Start two, full PPR, Darrell Williams, Tony, Khalil Herbert, Booker. I'm going to go Khalil Herbert and Kadarius Tony there. Music Mike. Any interest in the new Doritos chili wings at Buffalo Wild Wings? I haven't been to Buffalo Wild Wings in like 17 years. So like first you'd have to get me interested in going to Buffalo Wild Wings. Actually, I fuck with B-dubs. I don't know why I'm talking shit. I like Buffalo Wild Wings. It's a good family-friendly experience. Well, I'm not friendly, so it's usually not that good of an experience. NYC draft takes on Vegas? Absolutely fucking not. Absolutely not. I can't even handle New York. Full PPR. I feel like I don't even know if I've just answered all the same questions over and over again or not, if I'm just like re-saying the same shit. Full PPR. Pick two. Lamb, Sutton, Deontay. Love Lamb. Just has me a little worried. Yeah, I feel you. Again, Deontay is definitely in my lineup, and I would play Lamb over Sutton. But like, I wouldn't necessarily blame you for playing Sutton over Lamb, but I would blame you a little bit. You know, that's kind of where I'm at on that. So my main league, I currently have no running backs and 9 wide receivers. Really good strategy there, Mike. Running backs are Cook, Melvin, Bolden, Jeff Wilson. Wide receivers, you could probably drop Jeff Wilson, by the way, unless like you have nobody else to put on the IR because he's not coming back until late November, apparently. Wide receivers are Mike Will, A-Rob, OBJ, Pittman, Tony, Judy, Sanders, Tim Patrick, Rondell Moore. Which wide receivers to trade? The only one I look at right now, Mike Williams is untradeable. I would say Pittman. Pittman's a guy that you're not going to get as much value from as you should in a trade scenario. So, like, I'd be okay moving Pittman, but people aren't going to, like, right now he's legitimately, like, a locked-in top 20 fantasy wide receiver, if not higher. But I don't think you're going to get the trade value for him. I would keep Mike Will. I would keep Tony. Everybody else, I'm fine moving. I don't think you're going to get anything for Rondell Moore. I don't think you're going to get anything for Tim Patrick. Judy's hurt, so you're not going to get anything. Like, you could try moving A-Rob or OBJ if one of them has a bigger game. But the only two that would be off my board for trading are Mike Will and Kadarius Toney. Should I drop Fields for Tyrod Taylor in a Superflex league? No, definitely not. Nah, I mean, why are you so desperate? One, we don't even know if Tyrod Taylor is going to get that job back. Like, Davis Mills coming off of last week's 3-touchdown game. As long as he doesn't go out and throw like 3 interceptions this week, he might just keep that starting job. They might just roll that out and say like, hey, let's see if we got anything in Davis Mills before we go out and spend a top 3 draft pick on a quarterback. So you have 3 starting caliber quarterbacks and like Kyler Cousins, Fields. Yeah, I think you're fine. I wouldn't drop any of those guys for Tyrod Taylor. Thanks for answering everyone's questions. Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Someone who sees it in my soul. Would you do Najee and Woods for Tyreek and Chubb? Najee replacing Eckler from trade earlier. That gets a little more dicey, to be honest. I still might pull the trigger on that. I actually still might pull the trigger because Najee's so involved. I think this was a full PPR league. So yeah, I probably would still let that rip. Because with Juju out, Najee's going to continue to see probably a borderline same workload as Eckler in the passing game and more rushing. Tony or Rondell, Tony. Half PPR, trading away Cooper Gibson for... Half PPR, trading away Cooper and Gibson for Najee and Tony. I have Reek T and Cooper Salad. Trading away Cooper and Gibson for Najee and Tony. Yeah, I'm okay with it because I would definitely take Najee over Gibson. That's a major upgrade. And then Cooper's been a little bit unpredictable, and so has his offense been. So I'm okay with that move. I don't think it's like a clear dub or a clear L or anything like that, but I'm fine with it. Yeah. Thoughts on Devonta Smith? The rest of the season is becoming pretty unpredictable. Yeah, I mean, you said it, man. That's it. He's pretty unpredictable. We're gonna need him to catch some kind of hot streak or. I don't know. He's kind of like one of those guys with like Cole Beasley where, you know, if it's like a three wide receiver league where you have two flex spots as well, you kind of just like throw him into that flex spot at the end of your lineup because you don't have a lot of other choices and you just kind of take the good with the bad. Thoughts on Debo rest of season? So fucking involved in that offense. I mean, you have to look at him as a high end wide receiver too at worst. I don't see any dramatic regression coming from Debo. Is Trey Lance droppable? Probably not. It's going to depend on your roster and roster size and league settings and shit like that. But right now, I'd probably be holding on to Trey Lance. At least for like one or two more weeks. If it's a one quarterback league and you're really solidly situated there, then I mean, I guess so. But I still want to see what they do coming off the bye. Trade Aaron Jones and Woods for Swift and Debo. Full PPR. I'll take the Aaron Jones side there. You worried about Kyler Murray moving forward, the lackluster two pass games and shoulder injury? I'm a little bit worried. Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about the injury because we saw what happened last year. He was on absolute fire. He started off the exact same way last year. I don't think a lot of people realize this, which is why he was like one of my guys that I told you guys you got to draft this year. It's like weeks 1 through 10, setting the fantasy world on fire. Same thing that he was doing this year, and then the injury happens, and then it's a... So at this point, trading A-Rod for Jamal Williams isn't bad when I have Cook. So at this point, trading A-Rod for Jamal Williams isn't bad when I have Cook, Melvin, Bolden. I'd like to trade for a player that has upside. Like I don't think I'm ever trading for a floor player. Like that's really what Jamal Williams is. But I mean, like getting anything for A-Rod, honestly, at this point is a fucking dub. When will the marks start flowing tonight? I give it another hour. I need to nap if that's going to happen. I'm very tired from last night. Is C-Mac worth a buy low as well? Full PPR. Thinking about AB, Tyreek, and Chubb for C-Mac and McLaurin, but with injury news, it's just trading injuries for different injuries. Yeah, you got that, man. I'm not really trying to give up injury. I'm not targeting injured players. You're not going to be able to use them, and you're giving up probably half your starting lineup right there, AB, Tyreek, and Chubb. So, yeah, I wouldn't make that move. Want to drop a super chat for a Marg for you, but I don't see the option. It's all good, man. I appreciate your support as a big dog, as a member, bdg.store/community. Thoughts on MT when he comes back, hurting at wide receiver, really need him to come back strong. I don't have any thoughts that anybody else can have, but it's kind of good that nobody on the Saints has been producing as a receiver. So that should at least, put him right back into that 30% target share as soon as he fucking steps back onto the field, which is big time, of course. Traded Jefferson and Singletary for Chubb and Pittman in full PPR last week. Thought I won till this injury. Traded Jefferson and Singletary for Chubb and Pittman. Yeah, that would have been a nice fucking dub until that injury. Would have been a nice dub. But at least like the fall off is not major. Like Jefferson obviously is an absolute stud, but it's not like you got like OBJ or Devonta Smith instead of Pittman. Pittman's been a fucking beast. So thoughts on Puerto Rican girls. Why are you getting me started like this? Why are you getting me started right now? You get me going. I just wanted a nap. And now I'm going to have to go outside and go fucking hunt down some Puerto Rican girls. I mean that in the least malicious way possible. Don't cancel me. JT and Diggs or Chubb and Tyreek? Yo, Mike, I'm cutting you off from trade questions. Honestly, you're done. That shit's just out of control. There's too many of the same fucking names. It's the same question. I keep thinking you're fucking, if there's a glitch in the system or something, it's got to stop somewhere. I've got to put my foot down somewhere. And whatever that last question was it. You were like a little bug on the ground, and I put my foot down and stomped your ass out. Since I own Mike Williams already, he's trading Keenan Allen smart. I don't know if I'd consider trading Keenan Allen straight up smart. Do you own, if you don't own Herbert, I'm just fucking with you, Mike, but I'm still not answering that question. If you don't own Herbert, I'm fine trading away Keenan Allen. He really hasn't been that involved. He's just not getting any targets downfield, unfortunately. So yeah, you could trade him, but make sure you're getting some nice guap for him. All right, as long as Michael doesn't have any more sit start or trade questions for me involving Chubb and Tyreek, I'm going to get out of here. We're at like the 35-minute mark, and that's usually when we dip out. So, Koenig, you already said you didn't have any fantasy questions, so you don't get your question answered. I'm kidding. I got you. This is the last question I'm going to do, though. So I do have a sit start in half PPR. Pick two running backs and a flex. Khalil, Booker, Moss, Tim Patrick, Devontae. I'm leaning Khalil, Booker, if Danny Dimes plays, and Moss. Hard benching the Broncos, though. Khalil would definitely be one of my running backs. Moss would be my second running back, and then you have a flex between, what is it, Booker, Tim Patrick, Devontae. Yeah, I'm really having trouble playing. I'm really having trouble playing Devontae Booker this week because the matchup is so shitty and their offense is probably going to run shitty. But like you said, if Danny Dimes plays, it gives you a little bit more confidence in him. Yeah, I mean, like him and Tim Patrick, honestly, they're not that dissimilar. They're both kind of floor plays. So the way I look at it is like Booker and Tim Patrick, both pretty high floors. I would say Patrick even has a higher ceiling. Like last week, 5 for 98 in a touchdown. It's pretty sexy. That being said, I'm still going to go with Booker. So book it. You got it. The three running backs, and we're out of here. I love y'all. Hit the thumbs up if you enjoyed the video. Subscribe to the channel if y'all are new. And I'll see y'all next Saturday for Tune Assault. Goodbye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.